You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Imagine driving more traffic to your eBay listings for free. Well, here now to tell us how is Kathy Terrell. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller NYC Fitness Family Finds. Kathy, what's a free and legal way to drive more traffic to your listings?
I'm glad you said legal. Running auctions.
Ah.
But you got to run them the right way, Griff.
Well, okay, I need to learn this then.
I've got to be honest with you. I used to run a lot of auctions when I started selling on eBay. This is going back maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I think a lot of people had success with that because a lot of us were running auctions. And then I ran into some snags where things sold a little low, and I got discouraged. So I said, you know, to heck with this. I'm not running auctions anymore. I'm going to do fixed price. And the bulk of eBay is fixed price now. What is it, about 80% is about fixed price, you'd say?
Let's say it's one-third, two-thirds to one-third.
Yeah.
Roughly.
So, and I think a lot of sellers are doing the same thing, which is putting an enormous amount, if not all, of their items onto fixed price, and they're writing auctions off. And auctions are very handy to drive traffic to your items. So this is the way I do it. We just had, a lot of us had a listing promotion that just ended the other day. And so what I was doing was you could run a 5-day and 7-day, which is what I was doing. And what you do is pick them from a category, like you do men's shirts. So pick, let's say, one men's shirt that's a large, you know, different sizes. Drop it about 20% less than what you would normally put it in for, just like you were using Markdown Manager to run a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And launch the auction. The point of it is, and this is the point with the auction, it's to drive traffic to your items. If it sells, great. Yay, you got a sale. But the point of the auction is to drive traffic. Because you're only running it for 5 days or 7 days, you're going to do well in Best Match.
So it's a marketing tool.
Exactly, Lee.
Just like when they have a loss leader in a store, you know what I mean? Where you
sure.
have a beautiful pair of gloves, and for 4 hours in the morning, Macy's does this a lot, the doorbusters.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So the point of it is, it's to grab people's attention.
And this is nothing new. Used to
right.
be done in the early, early days of the shops in New York City where they would
exactly.
sell their bread and their milk for practically nothing just
exactly.
to get you in the store.
Exactly. It's that loss leader item. It's the item to attract attention. And again, don't give it away. You know, you certainly want to cover your bills, but mark it down maybe 20% or 30%. Maybe in years past, you would have started it off maybe 99 cents, $1, $2. So maybe now you'd mark it up. If something normally would sell for 20, you drop it in for auction. If you're doing free shipping, let's say $16.99, $14.99, $15.99. If it's something and you do your research, do advanced search, use Terapeak, do your research. If it's something that consistently sells quite high, let's say you're selling an iPhone. You know, you're going to do okay with that.
Yes.
You can afford to drop it lower because you're going to get a nice bidding frenzy on it.
I love that. What about the best price to start?
And that's when I think you need to do the research, Lee. You do the advanced search, you do Terapeak, and you see what is the average price on this item. See what day of the week it seems to sell best. There's a great tool that eBay has. It's free, and I think a lot of people overlook it, and that's the eBay sales report. You can subscribe to it. Then you pull an archive report. You pull a report from the previous month, the previous year. I was actually looking at it because I was trying to figure out when to end my auctions with Memorial Day coming up. Should I end it on the Sunday? Should I end it on the Monday?
And what did you decide?
Well, I actually took notes from last year's holiday. What I actually do is I have a few ending on Sunday because Sunday tends to be a good night on eBay, but it is a holiday weekend. And people are doing what they do on holiday weekends. Some people will be lounging around with their tablets and their phones shopping, but a lot of people will be involved with friends and family. So I have a few ending on Sunday just to get that traffic. Again, the idea is to bring traffic to my items. Then I have quite a few ending on Monday. I find the Monday of the holiday weekend is quite good. And Lee, I also put more in on Tuesday. Because what I found is when people come back from a holiday weekend, they may shop that Monday night. They'll jump right on their PCs, right on their tablets when they get home and get shopping. But oftentimes they come back, they settle in, they unpack, they do their laundry, and they get on eBay the next day.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been selling very actively for 5 or 6 years now.
What did you do before?
Actress, I still am. In fact, I've got 2 projects coming up.
Oh, Kathy, I know who you are. Yes. I remember you, honey.
Yes, I've got 2 readings I'm doing. I'm in a group that does readings of Shakespeare in the New York Public Library, which I love. I'm classically trained. I went to Northwestern University. So I'm classically trained. I was trained on Ibsen and Chekhov, all these playwrights that aren't done very much anymore, and Shakespeare, who I just adore. So I get to do 2 readings for the New York Public Library system next month. So that'll be exciting.
So all the snooty stuff aside, have you ever done like 30-second radio commercials?
Do you know, I haven't, but I was on a Citibank what was it? It was a commercial, but I get this. I was the weather woman. It was a Citibank. It was Travelers Insurance. And it was some kind of disaster coverage. And I was the weather woman with the news of impending bad weather that you would, of course, you know, run to the safety of your home and be so glad because you had wonderful insurance with Travelers.
I'll tell you why, Kathy. Even though you have a wonderfully strong voice, strong, wonderful voices aren't as important in radio advertising as they used to be. You need to really be an actress or an actor now. You do.
That's a good point.
It's not just content. They don't want just... In the old days, if you had that beautiful voice of God, you could get anything.
Right.
Now it's about acting. Anyway, enough of that. So we've learned that running auctions are very important.
Yes.
And
oftentimes, Lee, people look at it and they'll say to me, because I'm in a bunch of the, you know, the various seller forums on Facebook, and I help run one of the groups, the eBay Stores group, and people will say, oh, Kathy, I run auctions, but they never sell. And it's like, you have to look at it where, yes, if it sells, it's great. You know, yay, a sale. But look at your store traffic report. Look at the traffic to your items. Look at the clicks you're getting. When you run auctions, do you find you're getting more traffic to all of your items? Also, pick your auction items well. Don't just throw it. I mean, definitely you want to do auctions when you're just cleaning house and it's like, I just want to get this out of here and I just want to get it moved and I just want it to sell and I don't want it in my house anymore. Or things that have been sitting in your eBay store for a long time and you just mark them down and want them, get them out. But also pick things that are highly desirable, that are, you just got in. They're just fabulous. I was talking to Maida Webster. She runs a lot of auctions with her collectibles. Something that you just got in that's beautiful, launch it in auction and let the marketplace tell you the price. Let people come in. Let that beautiful item draw people to your store. And again, start it at a fair price where you're going to make a nice profit. Don't be giving anything away.
So you do. So you're running auctions to drive traffic to your other, to
yes,
all of your stuff.
Yes.
So
it works.
So do you do buy it nows?
Yes, I have both.
Okay.
And the majority of my items in my store are buy it now. I do not do majority auction. My auctions are totally about driving traffic. I sell a lot of blue jeans. So let's say I'll have 30, 40 pairs of blue jeans. I'll pick, you know, maybe 3 or 4 pairs that are really nice, and I'll put them in auction. And the interesting, this is what's funny. Sometimes, so let's say I'm going to pick something. Let's say they're Levi's. Okay, so let's say I'm selling Levi's. The Levi in auction may not sell. But you know what's funny? 3 fixed price will sell.
Interesting.
Because people don't want to wait.
Yeah, they don't want to wait.
So, Kathy, any other tips you have for us today? I realize that the segment is supposed to be about driving more traffic to your eBay listings, but I want to ask you a question about the holiday thing. Do you sell anything differently for the holidays? Or you did mention that on the holidays you may... You have to look up and see when they have sold in the past and when people are really, like you mentioned, the Sunday night. Do you sell anything different for the holidays?
I personally don't. I don't change my inventory at all. But what I did do, for instance, all my bathing suits are up right now. You know, we're into the summer, so all the bathing suits are up. I'm getting all my short sleeve, all my lighter clothing up. I particularly didn't have anything that, let's say, was like super red, white, and blue that I could push that way. But certainly if you did, now would be a good time to have it up, because it's not only good for Memorial Day, but it's also going to be good coming up for July 4th and for Labor Day. For a horse just won two races, right? There's a chance that we're going to have a Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, if with the nose strips.
Right? If you've got anything horse-related, anything equine, anything you could tie in at all, now would be a very good time to have your horse, your equine, any of that kind of item, get it up now, because that's going to be all a fervor, and that's coming up very, very soon. So if you have anything from the Kentucky Derby, anything from the Preakness, anything from a previous Belmont, you would definitely want to get it up. And that might be a good thing to put in auction, because people will definitely be looking for horse items in the next couple of
weeks. And we've talked about this before. You're not supposed to only pay attention to the holidays. You have to pay attention to pop culture and the trends and the news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you, like, for instance, the new Spider-Man came out. In fact, we were talking about this in eBay stores. I had some great Spider-Man hats for kids. And all of a sudden, they all blew out the door. And I was like, oh, what happened? And I went into the forum, and everybody said, yeah, because the new Spider-Man movie's coming out. And then one of the gentlemen in the group said, yes, when something like Spider-Man comes out, or a Superman, or a Batman, not only will that superhero do well, but the other superheroes also get a boost at the same time, which I thought was really interesting. So you know what, Lee, so much of, like with eBay Radio, is we learn from each other. We learn from each other. And something may not have worked for you in the past, like you may have done an auction 3 or 4 years ago, or let's say maybe a year ago or 6 months ago, and you go, you know, it didn't really work out for me, or, oh, I didn't get the price I wanted.
We get the drift. Kathy, there's our music. You know what
Good.
That means.
It's a pleasure, Lee. You too, Griff.
Love you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMade, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Coming up, sourcing inventory next on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.